to our hectic life schedule that time. So we were not able to manage how to do our sadhana, how to do our work. And so it was very hectic for us. So we spoke to our brother and he told that now onwards you have to get up early, 4 o'clock every day sharp. Don't attend night programs, just bunk that. And you just regulate your lifestyle by getting up at 4 o'clock. Then you can do your sadhana properly. Then you will see the time in your day. Every day, why you are not getting time? Because late night programs and you are sleeping till morning. So you are not getting time. If you get up at 4 o'clock, then you will get the time to do seva, the seva also. So we started, you know, we got up at 4 o'clock and then we started. And then we finish our sadhana in the morning only. Then we were getting proper time also. And after a few days of that, we came in our hospital and our department meeting was there. So His Grace Vishwaroop Prabhu, he did that meeting. And in that meeting, he was asking everyone that who wants to serve Yamuna Mataji? She's here, so who wants to serve? So immediately that thought came in my mind, you know, that why not to take this opportunity? Because few days back only we regulated our life, you know, and just we got that, so immediately we told, yes, we can do. And she's my sister, Aman Prem. So we both of us, we thought we can serve nicely, you know. Then we immediately accepted, and that time I was just surprised to got that opportunity, because, you know, few days back only how Lord arranged our lifestyle schedule, you know. Due to that only we were able to take this seva. Otherwise, getting up early and till 7 o'clock breakfast we have to give to Mataji, it was not possible, because many household activities are there. Finish that, send Abba, again you do for your and seva, again come for shop. So it was really hectic for me and for her, because I am quite a bit lazy, you know. So I got that seva, and then I realized that how Lord arranged food is back for events, that it is saying that Bhumika, what you will tell, background of that, you know, that how Lord arranged and then the seva came. So we really took it, you know, as a mercy of Lord. And we got that, then we were very happy, and every day we were just cooking. But I'm telling you the truth that it was not possible. It was not our strength to cook, you know. But how Lord gave this opportunity and He made us able, you know, He gave that energy so that we can cover all those things. And every day we were just at 7 o'clock making breakfast, and we were absorbed in those thought only that, oh, I have to get up, oh, we have to do this. This whole day discussion was that only, you know. One day before only Mataji was calling in the room, and he was telling that, see, this is the menu. She was writing everything, what I have to make and what not. So she was writing everything, and she was giving that paper, piece of paper, that you prepare this. She was giving all organic foods one day before, that this you have to make. Then next day again, the same thought morning, that we have to cook for Mataji. And that thought, you know, we were totally absorbed, like how, you know, all gopis were just absorbed, yeah, in the thought of Krishna, you know. Mm-hmm. So same thought in the morning also, afternoon also. If I'm working also, that thought was back, you know, in the back all the time, those thoughts were there. That how to serve, you know. Then morning just making and 7 o'clock sharp, going to the room and just giving to the Mataji. And Mataji was ready. She was sitting in the chair, you know, and finished her chanting and everything fresh. In front of laptop she was sitting and making. And I was just knocking the door very, you know, very light, you know. So she was just, by just little sound only, she was telling, oh, Gorangi, you are there. And just come in. All the time she was saying, come in. And as soon as I was just entered in the room, and both of us were cooking. But, you know, she likes that one should come. I mean, she don't want rush and everything. Mm-hmm. So one person should come and give. So we were following whatever Mataji likes. At that time we were following the same. So whenever she was calling, we were just going inside. And first I was paying obeisances, and Mataji, she completed her whole Vanchakam Patriyasha. Without finishing that, she was not, you know, means relating with anything. Mm-hmm. First she is completing that. Other Matajis and Prabhujis, they also told the same thing, that how Mataji was completing that Vanchakalpatra, then she was relating to anything. Then I was sitting on the ground, she was saying, don't sit on ground. She was not talking till that time. I was not sitting on a chair, and it was very embarrassing for me to sit in the chair, you know. I was thinking, no. Then she explained that why not to sit on the ground, why to on the chair. She was telling that, see, if you are paying obeisance to my Paramatma, you know, to the soul, and you are giving so much respect to the soul, and if you are sitting ground, you are thinking you are inferior, you are sitting on the ground, you are not sitting on the chair. If you sit on the chair, so that I also respond in the same way, if you are equal to that. So then I thought, Arun, how I was thinking that I have to sit on the ground. And how nicely she was mentioning that if you are on the chair, then I can, you know, relate so nicely. And Dintani Mataji also cleared the same thing, that if you are on the chair, then means equally she will respond to your Paramatma. Mm-hmm. She will also pay the same obeisances to Paramatma. It is not that we are respecting these things lower or inferior. No one is lower and no one is inferior. So very nicely she described it, but I was so confused, you know, that I couldn't understand, you know. Yeah. She was telling it very nicely. And Dintani Mataji also told very nicely. Then we were in the room, then again she was appreciating every day. Means so many things are there. Personally, she told so many things that I can't tell, but it is just inside my heart only. Means for each and everything she was appreciating. Means I can't tell. Means so many things, as Dakadeshwar would know, that he was telling to Dakadeshwar that how smart doctor is. You know, like that she was appreciating each and every one, you know. If we are when we are entering also, she was start to appreciate us. That nature was there in her heart. And she loves to eat, you know, few of the items are there I want to mention. When she was here, she was eating quinoa, and she was eating chila, dosha, and coconut chutney she likes. Means if she is telling dosa, she is telling that you make coconut chutney also, and that potato stuff also. Means she is very particular about taste, you know, that not only dosa. 7 o'clock means particular with everything, with that stuff and with coconut chutney. And she loves to eat daivara. One day I just asked that I can make daivara for you. She told, yes, why not? I told, we will not use any oil. We will make baked daivara for you. And she told, baked daivara? Oh, I liked it. So please bring it. Then she told, what will add in that? Then we told cumin powder. Just we will fry it and then we will add. Then she told, and what else? And black salt and tamarind chutney. Then I told, it is not means it is not in your diet, so how you will take? She told, no, for taste I want that, so you bring for me. So, you know, she was very particular about this. Means she was sick, still she wants that each and every taste will come in that. So she spoke like that. Then we made the vada and she loved to eat and she enjoyed like anything. Then again she likes to eat kofta. That was a special item for her. And when she was going to back to where? Which place?
Canada?
America. Yeah. So she told that I want to take for my flight also this kofta and tomato chutney, meaty chutney, that is sweet chutney she likes. So she told me that when the day when I will go back to Canada, you prepare for me this kofta and chutney. So last day also she took, this kofta is actually made, you know, that kofta with the radish and cabbage, the shallow fry. Mm-hmm. So she liked that item. Palak paneer, she loved like anything. Paneer, she was telling, don't fry it. Means everything she was mentioning. Not fry, deep fry, not shallow fry, you have to. And how to fry it, put salt and some black pepper in that. And everything, means how to put chili in the, means each and everything she was mentioning, that how to cook and how to fry it or how to shallow fry it, everything. And she likes to eat. Many items were there. Poha she likes. And, one chutney with tahini, red shimla mirch, tahini and olive oil. and some herbs in that. Was really tasty, very much tasty, you know, like she was roasting that red Shimla mirch.
Mm.
Then she was making with tahini and it was delicious.
She was making?
She was telling me
how to make,
how to make, and the way she was telling, like that only, because Vajushi Mataji told that just follow the same which she is telling. And one day she mentioned that I love your items. Why? Because the way I am telling, the same way you are making, you know. Oh, she loves to eat spaghetti. One day Dinatarini Mataji came and she told that today you make the spaghetti with paneer. She loves to eat, so you just made. So we made that spaghetti and with paneer and some green peas. And she put, then we made that, and then she put olive oil and some herbs in that. And that evening when we went there, she told that Dina was so happy today. Why? Because first time when, means after coming to Bombay, first time she ate so nicely today. And that day only Radhanath Sai Maharaj came to our hospital. So she mentioned to Radhanath Swami also that today Dina was able to eat so nicely, you know. And one thing I just noticed that, you know, Dina Tarini Mataji, when she was sick, Yamuna Mataji was also very sick, but she took full care of Dina Tarini Mataji. She was telling me, don't stand here, you just go to Dina Tarini Mataji. And whatever requires, you just give her. Because that time I realized that how she was giving preference to, you know, that you go and serve Dina Tarini Mataji. That happiness she will get, you know, that happiness gives relief to her. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So she was sending there and each and everything, how to make milk and what to give, what not to give, what medicine, just call the doctor. And she was taking so much care. Then that time I realized, I mean, Mataji was so sick and she was thinking about Dinatarini Mataji. How much we have to think about Dinatarini Mataji. But I was so unfortunate that I couldn't serve. Still that regret was there with me. That I couldn't serve nicely. Lord gave such a nice opportunity. But that lamentation was there. You know? And still I am thinking that Mataji will come. You know? I don't know why this thought is there. All the time I'm just thinking. But it is just my selfishness, just my selfish motive that I'm thinking like this. All the time she gave cooker to us. You know? Still I'm not using that, you know. I just wipe it and clean it very nicely and kept it.
She gave a cooker.
Huh. She brought one cooker to heat every items, you know, whatever items are there. Because she was taking late also, so she wanted to heat. And as she is the best cook, you know, so whatever we will cook, she will not satisfy. Still, she is adding, so for that, so heat that items, she was cooking that cooker. But whatever she likes, she all the time she was telling us to do this, this, this. And for reheating that, she was using that cooker. When she was going, she just gave it to me. And I was not, you know, both of us were telling that, you know, we can't take, but the time I was telling, no, no, you have to take this. This is just a gift by us, a little gift. She gifted. Still, we are not using, you know, clean it and just kept it like that only. And many other memories are there. Like once Dinatarini Mataji was telling, when she was going, she was telling that we want to eat pizza. So it was really like a child, you know. They were just like a child, you know. They were just revealing their hearts, and I was so happy to hear their hearts' voice, you know. Dinatarini Mataji was just showing one box was there, you know. So by showing that box, she was telling that this pizza is available here. I told Mataji, this is from Gopinath Temple, Govinda. So she was telling, hurry, this is for Govinda. I told, yes, Mataji, you can get this. So can we brought this for you? She told, yes, fine, if it is. Then what else, Mataji, if you can? She was telling that, no, nothing else. I told Mataji, we were just fearing to ask you anything, what you want, because, you know, we are not in that level, so we can ask. So still, I'm just daring to ask you, please tell what else. So she was not telling. Then I just asked, Mataji, Rasagulla you want? Because one day I saw that Rasagulla someone gave in the kitchen. So I told this Rasagulla. So she told, yes, yes. So then we brought from temple and just arranged and just came. Both of them relished that pizza. And Rasagulla, Mataji was giving, Yamuna Mataji was giving to each and everyone who was coming in the room. So one day she was giving to me also. Then I told Mataji, why you are not eating? she was telling that you eat it. So I told Mataji, this is from Gopinath temple. Means I thought that Mataji was thinking that somewhere else, or why not she is eating. I told Mataji, this is from Gopinath temple. Then she told, achha, this is from Gopinath temple. Oh, ho. Then when she was going back to Canada that day, she just carried that rasgulla with all, you know, that rush. She carried. So I was so happy to saw Mataji that she was, you know, caring for each and everything. Means she was not wasting anything. Achha, one thing she likes, she loved to eat curd, you know. So every day we were making fresh curd. Every day we were making. And she loves to take cow milk curd. So every day we were just putting in our house, you know, fresh milk for, so that we can serve in the morning. And by getting that, she was so happy, because by that curd, she was mixing it with quinoa. She was making a special dish, quinoa, curd, and mint, coriander leaf, this much, and some herbs, you know, special herbs. She was mixing that and eating. And while she was eating, she was giving in a plate to me, and she was telling, just eat. And they were just making this type of face, you know, oh, so delicious, you know. It's different taste. And I was telling Mataji, it's totally different. Huh, it is totally different, na? Different. Like that, she was in ecstasy, you know. She was also very happy that after mixing those things. Because every time she was creating some new items. Once I wrote in this, how, you know, I told in that often, how once she made one bhaji with cauliflower and potato, and she was mixing with white sauce and butter and black pepper and green chili also. And it was excellent, Mataji. It was out of the world, that taste was. Excellent taste. And I just expressed it, Mataji. And she gave, that just ate it. And she honored also, very nicely. She honored, you know, like Lord personally, he came. She told that, just you also honor. Omar Gyanati Mirandasya. Then she prayed that prayer. And that time, you know, you realize that, especially Lord is coming and he is tasting that food. We are also honoring, but that mood is not coming, you know. But Mataji, on that day, she served so nicely, and so nicely she honored to the Lord. It was like Lord is coming and personally he is eating. And then when we were eating, that she gave them for the taste, it was really that it was out of the world. Out of the world. Each and every taste and fragrance was coming from that. And then I just expressed, Mataji, it was out of the world. So that time Mataji was telling that one day I am serving to you and you are telling like this. Every day you people are just preparing and bringing for me. I am also just every day I am feeling the same experience. This is how she is appreciating. It shows that for each and every little things, she was appreciating and, you know, encouraging how to do seva. And one thing I just mentioned, I don't want, but still I just can't keep in my heart also. One day she was just telling that she was very keen observer actually. Means the way we were knocking, every day she was noticing that. And one day she was telling that, I want to express myself that the way you are coming, and just the way you are putting the, means everything she was observing, that the way you are coming, the way you are putting that plates and whatever utensils are there, and the way you are sitting, the way you are rocking, everything. By that only, in collective form, I am eating this prasad, whatever you are cooking. So it showed at that time, I was realizing that how she was so keen observer. She mentioned everything that, and I was not feeling like that at that time. She told that all those things makes my mind so cool and calm, and this really helps me for my recovery. She personally, she expressed that thought, that feeling, that each and every action of yours, it is not that just you made that food and just give it to me. I'm observing each and everything, that how you are entering and just giving and serving, and in a collective form I was eating. So that day I thought, hey, they are what they are, we can't make out. And last day one, just she put one get together of all those who served Mataji. So I was unable to came because my seva was there for late, so I was not able to come. So Mataji, she was waiting on that day. Means that program was there, still she was telling, whatever sound was coming, a very light sound on the gate, she was telling, maybe she is Gaurangi. Maybe she is Gaurangi. Gaurangi, please come. And every time I was not there, you know. She was thinking like that, I was there, but every day time I was not there. Then I realized that, Ari, means how much her observation is, you know, that she observed each and everything. And by those sounds only she recognized who is on the gate. Whenever I was coming from Mataji's room, no, it was amazing. Means he is full of bliss. You know, it is telling that Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. Mm-hmm. So in this way, I just want to express myself that she was full of love and full of, you know, ecstasy. When coming from her only, I was filled with love only. This whole day, how I spent, I can't tell. And my sister was also telling the same, that those days was really what in our life we can't tell. Means it was really the blessings of the Lord only that we got. We are so insignificant. We are not qualified to get that type of opportunity. But due to the senior Matajis and Prabhujis, as we should do with Vishnu Mataji, due to their blessings only we got this opportunity to serve such a great soul. Each and every day getting Mataji's darshan, it was amazing. Just getting Mataji is such a saintly person, you know, and getting every day darshan. It is saying that if you get such type of darshan, it is uncomparable. So what to tell about seva, you know. And she granted us with this seva. So we can't forget her, means I don't know. And it was when she went also from here, the day when she was going, she was personally talking with the Prabhupada in the lobby, you know. She was standing, but till that day I observed so many things, but I have not experienced that feeling. So that day I was just, personally I was seeing the effect, how she was relating to Prabhupada, you know. We are thinking that this is beauty form, but she was personally talking with Prabhupada when she was in the lobby. When she was going for Canada, she was just standing near the vehicle, and her love and everything just came in the form of tears. She was so like a doll, Mataji is. And this was coming, just flowing from her eyes in the form of love. And she hugged like anything, and you know, this was the, means we can't forget that scene. And after going from here, we were just feeling in each and every corner, we were feeling that the absence of Mataji. Yes. Wherever we are going, I think we are there is Mataji. So many days we were just absorbed in those thoughts that where is Mataji. Each and every corner was giving the smell of the same thing of Mataji, that here she is or here she is. If we were going to the basin also for, actually we were cleaning the pots and all those utensils. So when we are going to that basin also, we are feeling the same, you know, that, oh, Mataji. Each and every corner, we were getting the same smell of Mataji. Mm-hmm. She was not personally here, but we are getting the same, yes, you know. Whenever, now also, whenever we are going to that room, we are feeling the same, you know, feelings that Mataji is here. So when she left on that day, just Mataji just called, and I was just, before that I was just cutting bhaji, you know, and I was talking continuously about Mataji, about, you know, to my brother and my sister, everyone. I was just sharing Mataji, because that day I was making palak. So by seeing that also I was remembering Mataji. While I was seeing curd also, I was just remembering Mataji. Arey, Mataji was loving this. Means each and every items, by that we remember Mataji. So when I was cutting palak, that time I just recollect Mataji, and I was remembering so much and telling about Mataji. And then suddenly call came from Kishori Mataji. First Kishori Mataji called, and she told that, you know, Gaurangi, what happened? I told, what, Mataji? And she told this. I told, no, Mataji, no. How it happened? No. It is. And she told, yes. Then, hey, Mataji, then we just, you know, went in. Then we were just shocked by hearing that. Then again, Rishi Mati called and she was telling that the same thing. Then she was also telling the same that, you know, I was today morning only I got one packet that gifted by Mataji and I was just fetching. The same thoughtness went to Mataji also, and same thing we also realized. And few other Matajis also called the same night that Mataji left. They were also sharing the same thing, you know, that we were remembering. Means the same vibration goes to each and everyone. Mm. That means Mataji, then this Vrijeshi Mataji told that maybe she was remembering us. Mm. That's why the same vibration goes to each and everyone. You know, then that night we were just in that world only, that how this happened. It was, means that time only I was waiting, you know, that Mataji will come again. We have not served nicely, Mataji. This time if Mataji will come, then I will take leave. You know, I thought like that, that this time if Mataji will come, I will take leave 1 month or whatever and just serve nicely, you know, and kept that cooker also nicely if Mataji will come. But just Mataji, I don't know, still we were not qualified, that still we got that opportunity. It was amazing, and due to this Bhakti Vedanta only, we got this opportunity. Once she was in the room, and cleaning was there actually, we were just helping, cleaning was there, she was in the room, Amal Prem was in the room, and Mataji, after 15 minutes, she saw her and she told, "Arun, you are in the room?" And I was thinking that no one is in the room, but you are so quiet, I'm not getting any sound. Means, that means, you know, she loves quietness, you know, and punctuality, everything. She was so punctual that she doesn't like anything, you know, this. She wants everything particular. She make out that this is not inconvenient for anyone, you know. She marked everything that it is convenient for her or not. This is good for her or not. She's able to do or not. And for each and everything, she was very particular to put everything in a fit and fine position. Once we made something, you know, good, she told, make pulao and kofta and chutney and dudhi bhaji, pumpkin vegetable. So we made and just went. And that day, Yamuna Mataji, as soon as I just opened, Yamuna Mataji saw Dintai Mataji and she just, you know, raised her hands and told, "Dina!" And then Dintai Mataji was telling, "Jam!" And then they told that, "How was today's prashad?" Then they were telling, "Yay!" Like both of them, you know, "Yay!" They're both of them just dancing like this. And they were not telling that how it was, just by showing their actions, you know, they're so happy, you know. So this, you know, these memories are just there. She's just like a child, you know, and full of, you know, every, means it is saying Srimad Bhagavatam, whenever, wherever you will touch, you know, you get the same taste, you know, sweetness is there in each and every canto and each and every part. In the same way, you know, Yamuna Mataji's body, it is full of love and full of sweetness, you know. This each and every pore is vibrate with that, you know, sweetness and love. And that sweetness and love she is giving also. You know. When I was coming out from the room, I was feeling that I was just full of those sweetness and love and that care she was giving so much that I have not got from anyone. Actually, it is totally, you know, spiritual. So how I will get from anyone? It was totally transcendental. And I was just feeling that I'm coming from Prabhupada's room, you know. Because each and every thought is there with Mataji about Prabhupada. All the time, whenever we were entering, she was telling about Prabhupada, some story of Prabhupada. This, every time she was giving, and same way Dinatani Mataji. She was also very, you know, can't tell, very smart, you know, very very active, very energetic, Dinatani Mataji. But I couldn't understand, you know, that time I was not able to do properly seva, so still I am regretting for that we have not done still. So what my realization is that whatever we are getting seva, we have to do nicely, because this seva is not ordinary, you know. This is just provided by the Lord only. And if provided by the Lord, so we have to do our best to do. We are not, we should not think that it is not in our capacity or we can't do. This energy is coming from the Lord only. He is providing those energies. And we personally realized in serving Mataji that how we were not able, still we were not capable, still Lord, how empowered and just, you know, we did all those things. How we did, still we are thinking, you know, how we did. It was not ordinary to, you know, just do for Mataji, who was such a exalted, you know, such exalted soul. So still, I am very happy that whatever seva we did with our defaults, still Mataji accepted and appreciated for each and everything. We were asking for seva, then, you know, Mataji was not giving seva to everyone, you know. She was very particular that I will not give pain to others. She wanted to do herself only. But I was very happy that whenever I was asking, she was very, you know, she was in a smiling face, she was telling, oh, you want this, okay, I will give. So in this way she was just, you know, providing, like cleaning the clothes, she was not giving. And still I told Mataji, can, then she just gave. And morning only when we were going in the room, she was just making one paper, piece of paper, and she was writing the whole thing of the day. She was so particular, she was so active. She was writing the whole day work, means what is requirement of the day. And she was giving in the morning only that sheet that is go and do this. Mm. And she was very, you know, relaxed that, oh, it will, it will be in a good way. So she was relaxed. Okay, fit and fine. Still we are feeling this. But still Mataji is not there physically here. Still we are realizing the same effect, you know, mm-hmm. as how Prabhupada is not here. Still we are thinking. Now we are thinking, oh, Mataji is there in the spiritual world with Prabhupada. So, many things are there, but this is in short time, just tell you.
Yeah, it is so much. Yeah, and what you say, it's like, I realize that just as we say that when you think of Krishna, when you speak about Krishna, Krishna is present there. So when we have these relationships that are on a transcendental level, they're not material, the same thing is there. Like, if you think about Srila Prabhupada, he's here. He's not any different. He is here. And with her also, I feel that way.
Same thing.
That every time when I meet someone, we talk, I just feel she's just here with
she's
us
here.
Because there's that connection of love, and it's that you can't be destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Like we are telling about Krishna, mm-hmm. and we are filled with so much love, you know, mm-hmm. and we are absorbed in that. The same way when we are telling about this, about Yamuna Mataji, the same feelings, mm-hmm. the same thoughts are coming in, you know, as we are just, you know, by words only, we are just associating with her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And every day we are getting Govinda Madhi Purusham. Whenever it starts, you know, earlier I was not concentrating on that song, but after that, every day just by hearing that first sound goes in the ear and we are just remembering Mataji only.
Mm-hmm.
How she is amazing. Amazing. Like Prabhupada only, Mataji. Like Prabhupada. Non-different, you know. Both are non-different. Each and every actions, Mataji's are different. The way she was putting, you know, I can't forget those things. The way she was putting, you know, butter or ghee or anything, spices. You know, means it is not ordinary, you know. Special way she was putting, you know. Her hands action, her facial, her sitting posture, everything. And why she cooked like that in front of me? Because she wanted to gift that cooker to us. She just taught how to cook, handle this cooker. It was amazing. She didn't have any strength still. She was so actively, she participated and she taught everything. Mm-hmm. Getting every day her darshan. One thing is that whatever is there, she understood. She read everyone's heart. Whatever problem is there with me, she understood. She knew. Means 3-4 times it happened. If I'm in trouble, she was calling me and telling, "Are you in trouble, Gaurangi? Are you in trouble?" I mentioned one of that incident. Once we were cooking in the kitchen here in DT room. Because morning we cook for Mataji and then afternoon she gave some bread to toast it with butter and just gave. And it was Sunday. So I told Mataji, "Today is Sunday, so I can cook for you." So she was telling, "Sunday means you have to get rest, no work." So I told, "This is the rest if you give some seva." So that day, by giving so much pressure, she gave. But still I was hesitating to give so much pressure because, you know, all the time I was just caring that it will not hurt Mataji. Whatever she is telling, it's good, fine, but I will not give pressure to her. So still that day I was just giving pressure to her and she gave to toast bread because that day was Sunday and our off was there. So we just went to cook something 2:30 like that. And DT and dress for DT dressing, Mataji's, they came for seva. So one of the Prabhuji, he came and told, "Mataji, you just do in fast speed because they came for seva." So we were just in hurry and waking, you know. Then we were discussing, I and my sister, that what we have to do. Then that Prabhuji again came and told, "Mataji, please hurry." I told Prabhuji, "Don't tell like this. Just complete it, then we will go." And just that time only Mataji called, Yamuna Mataji, from her room. She was on 5th floor and she don't know what is happening. She called and telling, "Gaurangi, are you in trouble?" So I told, "Pardon? No, I'm asking, are you in trouble? Please tell me." So means she was confirmed that this thing is happening here. No, this means this thing's happened so many times. One day I was just went inside the room. And by a staircase, not by lift. By seeing me only she understood. "What is there? Why you are so this?" Means each day she was observing what is the condition. And something is there inside the heart. She read it and she told. I was amazed that, how Mataji knows this. Everything she knows, everything. Like how Krishna and, you know, Prabhupada, how in Paramatma forms, they knows everything. Same thing I realized with Yamuna Mataji. Same thing. I can't tell you, means if I tell crore times to you, millions and billions times, still I can't express my feeling that, you know, how it was. We send one mail to Mataji. I was not sending, actually. I was thinking that if I will send, then again Mataji have to give answers. So those things were there. So once Mataji, Dintani Mataji's bypass was here, you know, specs was there, and some bypass was there of Mataji. They left here. Specs of Yamuna Mataji here. She left. So I just send mail that these things are here. So Mataji sent one mail. It was very nice. I was just searching. I don't know if I will get, I can get it.
Yeah, you can always, I can give you my email address and then you can always send it if you want.
That's amazing.
And everywhere she went, she was telling everybody about her experience here, raising so much, the care that she got. And she came to England, where I'm saying, just after she stopped in England on her way back to America. She just was talking and talking and glorifying all the devotees. And she was, you know, crying as she spoke about it. She was so grateful, so touched by the experience. And she felt that. She really felt Srila Prabhupada's blessing, Srila Prabhupada's mercy in being able to come here and the care that the devotees gave her. So,
amazing.
Did she ever, would she ask you questions? Like, you know, some devotees would say what she would ask. Sometimes just ask a personal question about yourself.
Yeah, so many times. Actually, I don't know all of them, but...
you can say anything.
Yes. One more thing is this. Mm-hmm. Once, when she told that, she asked that, how she was asking about our Bengali items.
Mm-hmm.
So we were telling jhinge boshto. Means we are making a jhinge and khaskhas, that poppy seeds.
Mm-hmm.
We are making ones sabji. So she was asking how you are making this. Then she asked, then she told that how we are putting ginger in that. So she told that we are just dash it and just give. So she told, why you are just crush it and give? Why not to just grind it nicely and give? So she told that taste is different. It just gives bitter taste in that. And it gives just soft taste. So she liked that answer. Oh, correct it is. She was asking that, from whom you learned this. Means so many things are there, but you know, it shows our... It's personal, so many things she has, like how you learned this, maybe your mother taught this.
Mm. Oh, this one you know?
This, whatever.
She's...